So what was the inspiration for the show?
Oh, that's a good question. I play a lot of characters, and I do a lot of sweet characters, and basically I started playing this Molly character who's very rough and kind of says what she wants, and she's this lovable train wreck, and people started responding and booking her and so forth pretty much right away. But she originated in a 2005 sketch comedy group, and that's kind of when she was born, in a four-minute sketch.
How did people respond to her? I mean, it's not so often that you come across, you know, a lesbian, security guard at a public school.
Oh. Well, she's definitely an acquired taste. She's got a following, which is awesome, because when I started doing her, I didn't know if people were going to respond to her or if I was pushing it too much. And, people really like her, I think, because she has a vulnerable side, and she's so funny, and she's kind of a train wreck, and she kind of means well. So people do respond well. I do get about one or two hate mails a year. I kind of thought that was cool, because I felt like, oh, I've kind of arrived, but I haven't got a piece of hate mail in about a year now, so there's people that don't like her, but.
How do you want people to really respond to her? Like, after the play, if someone comes over to you and they're like, Molly Dykeman is... What do you want them to say?
The biggest compliment I say is when people say that she's kind of like an everyman or every woman. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, she's just trying to do her best and get through the day. And she's like this huge walking contradiction to, like, one minute she'll say she'll hate kids, and then the next she's sticking up for them. So, I guess if I can have people lose themselves for an hour and just have fun and then maybe take a little of the social commentary away, then that's pretty cool.
What's some of the social commentary you're making?
Well, there's a bit about bullying, which was inspired by my life and some other people's lives. And that's where she talks about these kids that she defends on a playground. Because they're being made fun of because they're gay. And then there's also social commentary about, there's a lot about relationships. And, the theme of alcoholism and chill popping's in there. And a lot of it is just kind of love yourself. You're doing the best you can. And then there's a lot of poems about vaginas. I don't know why, there just is. So, that's not really social commentary. That's just funny. Hopefully.
Are there any plans to, continue with it with a new one woman show every once in a while with Molly, or is this like kind of like a one time thing?
Well, I do cabaret shows with her where she has guests and she has backup dancers, and I do those once or twice a year at the Laurier Beach Crew Theater. So I'd like to do another show with Molly in like a year or so. And right now the theme is love and burritos. I don't know. Or nachos, so Mexican food, so I don't know what's going to happen. But that Mexican food and love is, I don't know, it's a hit, I think. I just have to figure it out. So,
how does it feel to be a part of the Solo Nova Festival?
I am so excited. I was supposed to do the festival last year, but then a show conflict came up, so I couldn't. But I'm just so excited because I've seen their shows and I know some of the people and I've wanted to be involved with them for probably 3 or 4 years now. So I'm really excited about this festival.